Well, I'll tell you what, you blink and it's already the last day of July. Praise the Lord. Fred, how you doing? Of course, it is Thursday, this July the 31st, 2014. It's Joey Kroll here with you. Yep, tomorrow is August already. So as you write down on your deposit slips or on your checks or whatever you write down on, be sure to put 8 instead of the month of 7. In fact, I do catch myself every now and then, I should admit this, saying that it's still 2013. I know, and we're already 8 months into the new year. Anyways, hey, Fred, how you doing? So good to, be spending some time with you. I do look forward to our Thursdays each and every week, and I pray that you're doing well this week, friend. If you're not, if you're just having a down-and-out week, a struggling season, send me a message. I'd love to be praying for you. My email is joey@greatnewsradio.org, J-O-E-Y, @greatnewsradio.org. But if you are having a great week, praise the Lord. If you're having a not-so-good week, praise the Lord regardless, because at the end of the day, Jesus is still Lord. Amen? Well, we're just a handful of months away until we go on the Great News Radio trip to Israel coming up this fall in November, November 6th through the 15th, a special 10-day trip to the Holy Land. Going to be visiting the sites that you've read about over and over again in both the Old and New Testament. And this is something that you feel led to attend. If you feel led to proceed, if you feel led to apply for this wonderful trip of a lifetime, truly, to the Holy Land. You can get more information by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on the Israel trip, or just give us a call. We'll send you a prayer packet with a whole bunch of information as well, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Looking forward to that. Well, I'm also looking forward to my kids going back to school. I think they're going back to school in 2 or 3 weeks. I'm not really sure. My wife keeps up with all of that stuff. I just ask her, hey, when are they going back to school? but what I try to do, I've been doing for the last several years, I take a day off of work and take them to the water park. And just the three of us, while mommy is out at work, just us. And we have so much fun doing it. And last year, I guess we went late in the summer, or it was just a cold day. It was only about like 73, and outdoor swimming, 73 degrees, not really the ideal situation. So we're going to try to get that on the calendar here in a couple of weeks. So our annual summer swim thingamajiggy before school starts event. So that's what we're doing. So let's pray for some warmer days this year for sure. Hey, today we're going to be talking about the faithfulness of God. Oh, praise God. I mean, we would have a program that would be 12 months long in length if we talked about the faithfulness of God, because we serve a faithful God. And today we're going to be talking about how he keeps his promises. There's no fine print when it comes to our walk with God. Amen. So we're going to be talking about the faithfulness of God right after this, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio.
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount, I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise mine Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed used his precious blood. Oh, to grace, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it, seal it for thy courts above. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it, seal it for thy courts above.
Promises, promises. Have promises lost their value to you, friend? I mean, maybe management promised our job wasn't in jeopardy, but now we're unemployed. A friend promised to pay you back on payday. That was 6 years ago. Right? Come on. Can I get an amen? And we have all the politicians who make promises upon promises upon promises. Remember the days of when a handshake meant something? Remember when someone's word actually meant something? And even the most sincere people can't guarantee every promise. Even the best of us can become cynical at times. For an idea of how rare faithfulness has become, look how society marvels when a person or a couple celebrates their 30th wedding anniversary, 10th wedding anniversary. But faithfulness is not absent in this life. Did you know that? You and I, we have a God who keeps his promises. God is faithful to us. He is faithful to his word. Unlike everyone else, he can guarantee to keep each and every one of his promises. You know, the book of Hebrews provides a small glimpse of how God made a promise and kept it through the centuries. Best of all, he remains faithful to that promise today. So in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 17 to 20, it says, because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised, he confirmed it with an oath. God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope set before us may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain where our forerunner Jesus has entered on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. And then taking a look at Hebrews chapter 10, 19 to 23, it says, therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way open for us through the curtain, that is his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart, with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. You know, friend, when God makes a promise, he will be faithful to keep his word. How do we know that? Well, let's look at the life of Abraham. When God called Abraham, he promised that Abraham and his descendants would receive a blessing. God confirmed that promise years later, and when Abraham obediently offered Isaac as a sacrifice, God again confirmed his promised blessing, which can be read in Genesis 22. God made an explicit promise of faithfulness, and he did this by guaranteeing it with an oath. Now, keep in mind that God's yes actually means yes. But because it was the practice of the people to form a binding statement to confirm agreements, God also used an oath. God did an oath in a way that his people would understand. It was common for them to make binding statements to confirm agreements with an oath. God, too, used an oath. And doing so changed nothing about the outcome. God was always going to act faithfully with or without an oath. He just did that to assure his people. You know, I'm so grateful as I look back and you read a lot of stuff in the New Testament and Old Testament of how God reached down to his people and interacted with them in a way that they would understand. He could have just told them, this is what's going to happen, this is what's going to happen. But Jesus spoke in parables in a way that they would understand, that they will grasp. It's amazing how our God, our Creator, is interested in our daily lives. So God made an oath, a way that his people would understand, since they were doing oaths to one another in binding statements to confirm agreements. He used an oath to let them know this is the real deal. So in the Bible, oaths are considered serious and sacred, by the way. Divine oaths are of a unique character, being extremely sacred and unbreakable. There are no more serious and sacred words than those of an oath. When God makes an oath, then, it carries the idea of the most important promise possible. God's guarantee is a formal assurance that the conditions he laid out will be fulfilled. And I'll tell you what, despite the best intentions of reliable people, human promises are subject to be broken simply because, well, we're human beings. Think about the most reliable person that you can think of. Go ahead, think of their name. Go ahead. Hurry. Go ahead. Still thinking of someone, right? No. Think of somebody that you can depend on and reliable. So let's just pretend this person, whoever they are, okay, we'll just say, oh, I don't know, Joey. Okay. Joey's a reliable person. Hey, I'm going to meet you at 10:15 for coffee and donuts. You got to throw in that donuts part. Coffee and donuts at 10:15. So there you are, 10:14, waiting at this one place, and my car breaks down halfway through the other side of town, and I don't make it till 11 o'clock. I didn't keep my promise. We're human. And we need to drive better cars, too, maybe. I don't know. But we're human. We're not always going to follow through on our word. Circumstances may come. We have limited knowledge, limited power, limited presence, and limited control of our very small part of our environment. People simply cannot guarantee all of their promise. Not so with God. Praise the Lord. He is the all in all. He is all knowing, all powerful, everywhere present, completely good and unchanging. When God makes a promise, he will keep it. Look at his promises throughout the entire Word of God. That he promises that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Think about that. His promises of that he will be very present in time of need or in time of trouble. His promise of eternal life through his son Jesus Christ. You confess him as Lord and Savior. He promises that we will spend eternity with him. When God makes a promise, friend, he will keep it. Our hope in God's promise securely anchors our faith. I mean, anchors are symbolic because God's promises are like anchors of reliability in an unsure world. Look at the stock market. Look at the uncertainty of the job market. The certainty of God's promises provides an immovable anchor that can make our faith in him unshakable. Unshakable. See, when God established a covenant, it was built on a relationship with him. For example, God entered into a covenant relationship with Abraham, which included his promise of blessing. God also established a covenant with Moses and the entire Israelite community at Sinai. The covenant provided a way for the Jews, God's chosen people, to live in a relationship with him. Though the Israelites failed to honor their promise to the Lord, God promised never to break his covenant with them. I am so grateful that God is faithful in my life, even when I'm not faithful to him. See, when we have the mindset, when we enter into a relationship, when we enter into a marriage covenant, when we enter into a job market, you do one wrong thing to me, I am out of here. Not so with God. When we fail, when we're unfaithful, when we drop the ball, or when we deliberately choose not to obey him, he still keeps his promises. I love what 2 Timothy 2:13 says. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. Praise the Lord. 2 Timothy 2:13. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. Numbers 23:19, God is not human that he should lie, not a human being that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? Oh, I love it. God is a faithful God. Deuteronomy 7:9, know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him. 1 Corinthians 1:9, God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. That is an anchor for our soul, friend. God's faithfulness is an anchor for our faith, is an anchor for our life, is an anchor for our soul. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19 says, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Friend, he who promised us is faithful, and just as we can fully trust him, we are to remain faithful to him. God wants us to draw near to him with a true heart and to be fully committed to him, just as he is fully committed to us. God wants us to know. God wants us to know him like he knows us. So in light of God's faithfulness, how should you respond? Well, friends, seek out God's promises. Remember God's faithfulness. And here we go now. Fulfill your promises that you make with people. Place your future in God's hands, friend, and walk with him in the present. He is faithful in this life and the next. And that's a promise that you can count on for all time.
When you've prayed every prayer that you know how to pray, just remember the Lord will hear, and the answer is on its way. Our God is able, he is mighty, he is faithful, and he never sleeps. Slumbers. He never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, he becomes stronger. So rest in his love and cast all of your cares on him. Do you feel that the Lord has forgotten your need? Just remember that God is always working in ways you cannot see.
That's right.
Our God is able, he is mighty, he is faithful, and he never sleeps, he never slumbers, he never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, become stronger. So rest in his love and cast all of your cares on him. He never sleeps.
He never sleeps.
Oh no.
He never slumbers.
He never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, he becomes stronger. So rest in his love and cast all of your cares on him.
The Bible tells us to cast all of our cares on him because he cares for us. My friend, this is more than a promise. It's a command. So be at rest, because today God is working in ways that you cannot see. He never sleeps, he never slumbers. Sing it.
He never sleeps, he never slumbers.
He never tires,
he never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, he becomes stronger.
So rest in his love and cast all of your cares on him.
He never sleeps,
yeah. He never sleeps. He never tires.
He never tires
of hearing our prayer. When we are weak,
and cast all of your cares. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him.
That's right. Music from Don Moen here on this Thursday, and He never sleeps and He never slumbers. Amen. Well, friend, thank you so much for listening to Great News Radio here on this Thursday, of course. And if you want to get involved, if you have been blessed by this radio ministry, would you in return be a blessing back to us? We are, of course, listener supported, depend on your prayerful and your financial support, as well as the grace of God each and every broadcast day. So would you consider being part of the giving family today? You can send in your gift of support and words of encouragement as well to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843. Or you can give online on our website safely and securely, greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, thank you so much for letting me spend some time with you. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow, it's the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow morning. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.